This book contains up to 4 sides per cassette. Side 1, RC45198, The Three Stigmata of Palmer Eldritch by Philip K. Dick. Copyright 1964 by Philip K. Dick. Read by Gary Tells. This book contains 230 pages on 6 sides. If you would like to skip over any remaining announcements or introductory material, place your cassette player and fast forward until a beep is heard. Stop at that point to hear the beginning of the book. Library of Congress Annotation. Earth is too hot to be comfortable, and the colonies on other planets are not well developed, but drugs make it all bearable. Candy is the preferred drug, although Choosy, produced by Palmer Eldritch, is a strong contender. Eldritch wants to control more than the drug market, as the people at the Candy manufacturer find out the hard way. Some Strong Language, 1964. From the book jacket. Not too long from now, when exiles from a blistering Earth huddle miserably in Martian colonies, the only things that make life bearable are the drugs. Candy translates those who take it into the bodies of Barbie-like dolls. Now there's competition, a substance called Choosy, marketed under the slogan, God promises eternal life, we can deliver it. The question is, what kind of eternity, and who or what is the deliverer? In this wildly disorienting funhouse of a novel, populated by godlike or perhaps satanic takeover artists and corporate psychics, Philip K. Dick explores mysteries that were once the property of St. Paul and Aquinas. His wit, compassion, and knife-edged irony make The Three Stigmata of Palmer Eldritch moving as well as genuinely visionary. About the author. Philip K. Dick was born in Chicago in 1928 and lived most of his life in California. He briefly attended the University of California but dropped out before completing any classes. In 1952, he began writing professionally and proceeded to write 36 novels and 5 short story collections. He won the Hugo Award for Best Novel in 1962 for The Man in the High Castle, and the John W. Campbell Memorial Award for Best Novel of the Year in 1974 for Flow My Tears, The Policeman Said. Philip K. Dick died of heart failure following a stroke on March 2, 1982, in Santa Ana, California. Other books by Philip K. Dick. The Divine Invasion, A Scanner Darkly, The Transmigration of Timothy Archer, Ubik, Valis. I mean, after all, you have to consider we're only made out of dust. That's admittedly not much to go on, and we shouldn't forget that. But even considering, I mean, it's a sort of bad beginning, we're not doing too bad. So I personally have faith that even in this lousy situation we're faced with, we can make it. You get me? From an inter-office audio memo circulated to pre-fash level consultants at Perky Pat Layouts Incorporated, dictated by Leo Bolero immediately on his return from Mars.